You ain't lonely yet. That's big house. And what I would suggest, if you are feeling lonely, grab a bunch of your friends and get involved with the ultimate towner. Jim Walther is in the studio with me right now. Good morning, Jim.
It's with a T, Delray, Tim Walther.
Tim. Tim.
Very excited to be with you.
All right. We're going to have to change your name. It's easier for me to say Jim.
I know. It's been, you know, it kind of goes back and forth over the years, so it's all good.
Hey, but it used to be called the Tough Towner, this particular event. Some changes are taking place this year, and I've been reading over some of the things you're doing differently, and, man, I think this is going to be even bigger and better than it has been in the past.
Absolutely. I completely agree. We're very excited about the evolution of the towner, and yes, it did begin as the Tough Towner, and of course we were presented with a legal dispute, let's just say, from Tough Mudder to remove the word tough from the name of the event. So it became the Ultimate Towner pretty quickly after a few discussions with the legal team from Tough Mudder. So what was an obstacle course race going around town over the walls, lots of walls we had, and mud crawls and rope swings and stuff, has evolved into an amazing race format.
Now, I know in years past that you had to follow a pattern. It was from point A, point B, point C, point D. This year, completely different. You pick your own way of going through it.
Yeah, that's a big part of the amazing race. Like, part of it is, like, you know, there's some mystery involved. You have to figure out, you're going to know what some of the challenges are for sure when you register. You're going to get more and more information as we get closer to the event to help you strategize. But there'll be a map, and we also have an app that guides and provides directions to get to certain checkpoint locations, right? So the locations have various different challenges. They're team challenges, they're physical challenges, some mental ones, some social ones. You're taking photos and videos and submitting some trivia and responses and things like that. And while you're doing that, you're racking up points. Every time you complete a checkpoint, then you get points of various different levels.
Hmm.
These are also being judged by our professional Amazing Race judges when you submit these photos and videos. And then there's a live leaderboard, so you know how many points you're racking up as compared to other teams. And it's super fun like that. Some of the checkpoints are hosted, which, by the way, we are looking for some additional Amazing Race hosts. So if you want to be involved in the event and don't necessarily want to participate, but want to be more of an active part of the community event, you can be a host. And you can be a live checkpoint. So when a group arrives, you can present the challenge to them and help take a photo or a video or just be part of the event.
I love the idea of adding trivia to this.
Right? I mean, it's all part of the community aspect of, you know, what really was the design of the Ultimate Towner, which is how do we bring together all the locals in our community to celebrate the amazing part of Jackson Hole, from the Tetons to our local town and trivia to the wildlife to, you know, the cowboy, cowgirl, cowperson, or whatever we are saying these days, that makes us our town unique. And the weirdness, you know, frankly, we got plenty of weirdness. I want to celebrate that. So.
Absolutely. You know what this town loves?
What's
it
that?
Loves to dress up in costume.
Yeah, absolutely. And the towner is, you know, it's like Halloween in June. So might as well just choose a fun costume and come on out. You know, Tuffy's going to be there. One of the challenges is going to have to, you know, is the tag Tuffy. You're going to have to find Tuffy, the elephant mascot, out on the course.
Somewhere
around the town of Jackson, Tuffy will be lurking. I don't know if lurking is the right word, but, you know, you get the idea.
they do lurk, in case you didn't know.
Elephants, lurking elephants. It's a new challenge.
I don't think we've mentioned when it's taking place.
Yeah, right. Sunday, June 5th is the event. We'll be doing, you know, it starts at Phil Box and finishes at Phil Box, and it's a two-hour course. So like traditions of the town or in the past, we'll have our ultimate elevation warm-up, where we'll be having the fun. DJ Rocky will be back, of course, one of our favorite local Jackson DJs. And it's got, you know, we kick the party off at Phil Box Park.
What time?
That's so the people are going to, 10:30 is when we're going to be the opening ceremonies in the morning, and that's going to be about a half hour. We get our ultimate elevation, and then about 11 o'clock is when we start the course, and teams will have 2 hours to complete as many checkpoints as they want or desire. You can walk, you can run, you can bike, you can skateboard, you can do whatever you'd like to go to these different checkpoints, all within a square mile of the town square. So it's mostly centrally located. And the teams will go out for 2 hours, come back, finish up at Phil Box with a fun, energizing finale to be revealed.
And I understand there's even going to be prizes given away?
Tons of prizes. So imagine completing a checkpoint. These various different checkpoints will have prizes associated with them. And at the end, we'll have judges in the back looking at the best photos and videos and completions of these checkpoints, and we'll be awarding prizes at the end. So we've got a bunch of prizes that are coming in, and things like free beer is going to be from Melvin Brewing and our sponsors, lots of great sponsors. But this is, I might want to remind everyone, this is a benefit for Teton County Search and Rescue Foundation.
Now, there is no better organization to volunteer for and to donate to than Search and Rescue. Those guys, I admire that bunch.
Yeah, amazing. You know, it's one of those things that you hope you'll never need yourself, but you always want to support to make sure that our community has that resource available. We live in a very adventuresome community. We promote climbing and kayaking and boating and everything else that goes along with our town and our community. We want to keep people safe. So this is a fundraiser for Teton County Search and Rescue. And, for example, when you get the free beer from Melvin, you know, we take a donation that goes towards Teton County Search and Rescue.
There you go.
And with your registration, there's
which, by the way, I just want to mention, you've dropped the price of the entry.
We have dropped the price, and on if you wait till event day, it's still only $79. Right now, it's $59 for the next week or so, and automatically a portion of that $10. Which is matched, so you know when you register, you're essentially donating $20 to Teton County Search and Rescue Foundation, which is it's all included in your entry fee, we're super excited about all the sponsors that are coming out and supporting the event. So if you want to sponsor a checkpoint and promote your business a little bit, or you want to sponsor a team, if you're a restaurant or a hotel or a service industry representative, having this as a team-building event for your coworkers, if you're listening to this, hey, talk to your boss about signing the team up for the Ultimate Towner on June 5th, because it's
a great
way to just have some fun and kick off the summer season and compete. By the way, there will be winners in the service industry. I'm curious to see which team will be the most efficient and effective and fun and wacky on the course.
Now, you can register as an individual.
You can, yeah. So there's going to be different checkpoint hosts and things like that. We do encourage, if you do register as an individual, that on the game day, getting with other individuals, it could kind of be like a towner for singles, you know, so you come and you form a team together. Because, you know, you're going around, it's an app-driven course, so you'll have your smartphone, which is, you know, racking up the points and things like that. So you're taking pictures and videos. It just makes it a little more fun when you're doing it as a team. Can you complete it as an individual?
You can.
Yes, there you can. But really, this is a team event. It's a team and a community event.
All right. Now, you mentioned the videos and photographs. That's a very important thing, and you can get good points for that.
Yeah, we have judges. Literally, as things are submitted, as you submit your photos and videos based upon these checkpoint challenges, they go to the back end. We'll have a live feed, so actually, if you're not even participating, you can see these live feeds coming through of the photos and the submissions of teams, and there's judges. So there's definitely some strategy for the types of submissions that you're putting in there, and there's an element of kind of choreography of creating the best, you know, human pyramid, for example, or whatever the challenges might be. And they're all family friendly, but yeah, you can go, you can take it to the next level. And imagine a team jump challenge where the entire team has to have their hands above their head and their feet up as high as they can off the ground, and you capture a photo. How high can you get? How big of a smile can you have? Let's see it. Let's, you know, let's
That's
see
great
that team,
stuff.
Team
That's
jump.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody wants to volunteer. They want to, they're a sponsor. How do they get a hold of you, Tim?
Just go to ultimatetowner.com. That is where you can find the links to register. You can find the links to volunteer to get either paid to work the course or the or a host. You can, so sponsor, participant, volunteer, or be a host. So all the links are right there at ultimatetowner.com. And the event is June 5th. So
June 5th, Sunday. Be over at Philbox Park about 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to open up earlier in the morning, but, you know, we encourage people to register early and spread the word and get people fired up. And we're also, if the sponsor wants to donate any additional prizes to sweeten the deal for people, then we're collecting those ongoing, which we're very excited about. Haagen-Dazs ice cream, and so lots of fun things we're including in the event. So
great fun! The 2022 Ultimate Towner is now an amazing race.
Yes, indeed. Very excited. Your team, our community, Jackson Hole. Let's bring it together and have some fun.
And my guest right now, talking about the Ultimate Towner, is Tim Walton.
Yes.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Dale.